The Hermit of Iton Forest by Ellis Peters. Copyright 1988 by Ellis Peters. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Hermit of Iton Forest was published by arrangement with the Deborah Owen Literary Agency and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audio Books Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Books. This book is read by Roe Kendall. This book is 224 pages long. The Hermit of Iton Forest by Ellis Peters. The following material appears on the book's back cover. The year is 1142, and all England is in the iron grip of civil war. And within the sheltered cloisters of the Benedictine Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul, there begins a chain of events no less momentous than the political upheavals of the outside world. First, there is the sad demise of Richard Ludell, Lord of Eton, whose 10-year-old son and heir, also named Richard, is a pupil at the Abbey. The boy refuses to surrender his new powers to his formidable grandmother. Supported by Abbot Rodulfus, Richard defies the furious Dionysia. A stranger to the region is the hermit Cuthred, who enjoys the protection of Lady Dionysia, and whose young companion, Hyacinth, befriends Richard. Despite his reputation for holiness, Cuthred's arrival heralds a series of mishaps for the monks. When Richard disappears and a corpse is found in Iton Forest, Brother Cadfael is once more forced to leave the tranquillity of his herb garden and devote his knowledge of human nature to tracking down a ruthless murderer.